My guest at this time is former Florida Senator George Lemieux. He was an interim senator in the U.S. Senate, filling the term of Senator Mel Martinez, who resigned before his term expired. That seat is now held by Marco Rubio, but Mr. Lemieux is now running for the Republican nomination to the U.S. Senate in hopes of challenging longtime Democratic Senator Bill Nelson, who is seeking a third term in the upper chamber. Before he gets to the chance to face the senator, however, he needs to win a pretty tough primary fight that also includes Florida Congressman Connie Mack and Colonel Mike McAllister, who is also in the race. And, Senator, thank you very much for your time.
It's great to be with you, Greg. Thank you.
The last time you and I talked, you were in a pretty fierce competition against Adam Hasner, who was initially in the race. Then he decided to run for the House, and Congressman Mack got in this race. How much of a complexion change did that create for you and the focus of your campaign?
It's been a change. We had three other folks in this race in the beginning. Adam Hasner was one of them. All three of those folks decided to do something different, and now it's me and Connie Mack IV. Connie Mack IV initially said he would not pursue the race to spend time with his family, but he has reconsidered. So the battle is joined, and we're about 97 days, I think it is, to our primary in August.
And it is coming up in August. A lot of what I've seen in my inbox from your campaign seems to question the commitment of Congressman Mack to Florida. He's married to a congresswoman from California, where he spends his time. And how many votes he's getting to, and what he thinks of various bills like the Paul Ryan budget. You seem to be questioning his character a little bit and his conservatism. What kind of message are you trying to get out through those statements?
Well, Connie Mack IV would be honestly the most unqualified person that this party has ever nominated for a major position in Florida. He has a 20-year history of violence and financial misconduct. He is missing more votes now than any member of Congress, which his hometown newspaper just editorialized as a mark of not distinction, but of something on the opposite side of it. He also has significant challenges, you know, with his temper. He called someone at a press conference last week, I won't say the word, but an expletive for questioning him. When questioned about the fact that he missed the Paul Ryan vote, he said that the Paul Ryan budget was a joke. The problem with this gentleman is that he's got a very famous name. He's got 100 years of name recognition based upon his great-grandfather and his father, who was a distinguished United States senator. But the apple has fallen far from the tree. And that's why every time we show up at a straw poll with him or in front of a group of people who get to say one way or the other who they like better, we win all of those contests in front of women Republican leaders, in front of statewide Tea Party leaders. And Mack doesn't just come in second. He comes in third after Colonel McAllister. So our challenge and opportunity is to make sure the people of Florida know who I'm running against, that it's not the former U.S. senator, but that it's the son of that senator. And as I said before, the apple has fallen far from the tree.
What do you see as the biggest policy differences between you and the congressman, whether it's on how to get this economy going again, national security, energy, whatever the big issues that Florida voters are going to be addressing?
Well, there's quite a few, Greg. First of all, he's a big spender. He likes earmarks. He's proud of them. He boasts about bringing home the bacon to his congressional district. He's acquired more than almost $200 million worth of earmarks for his district. I understood when I was in Washington that these earmarks drive the train of too much spending, and it's part of the reason we're in a $16 trillion national debt. So I didn't ask for any earmarks, and I led the ban, along with folks like Jim DeMint, to ban earmarks in the United States Senate. I've told folks when I'm out there on the campaign trail that if I get sent back to the U.S. Senate, I will never ask for an earmark. So spending's a big issue. He also, on the spending side, voted to raise his own pay. I never did that. I think members of Congress should take a pay cut until they balance their budget. He voted to raise the debt ceiling. I voted twice not to do that. He also is the most strident Republican critic in America on Arizona's efforts to secure its own borders. He said that Arizona's efforts to make sure that its people are safe were akin to Nazism and Gestapoism. I think that if a law enforcement officer is stopping you for a legitimate purpose, then they have the right to see if you're here legally. I think that makes common sense for Arizona, Florida, and all the rest of the states in the country. So those are big differences as well. He's also a guy who doesn't show up for work, missed more votes, like I said, than any other member of Congress this year. I went to work when I was in the U.S. Senate and was proud to do so. And today, a new controversy has come about. Well, Tampa Bay Times reported that he sent franked mail, the mail that the taxpayers pay for, not just to people in his district, but to tens of thousands of people all across Florida in an effort, I guess, to campaign with taxpayer dollars. So I have likened to him to the Charlie Sheen of Florida politics, and every week he is proving me right.
If you win the nomination and win the election, what will be your immediate priorities? You've talked about your record previously in the Senate, but whether Republicans are or are not in control of the Senate come 2013, what are your most pressing agenda items legislatively?
Well, number one is the economy, and number two is the debt. In terms of the economy, we still have nearly a million people in Florida who don't have a job. We still have very high unemployment. I hear from business people every day, Dodd-Frank, Obamacare, killing jobs in Florida. I would vote to repeal both of them and call those issues before the United States Senate. We need to lower our corporate tax rate. It's now the highest in the world. That's killing job creation as well. We need a real push towards energy independence. That will create a lot of good, high-paying jobs in this country. On the debt side, we have a $15.6 trillion national debt. When I joined the Senate in September of 2009, the national debt was 11.7. We've gone up $4 trillion in less than 3 years. It's absolutely out of control. So the debt needs to be focused on. We need to have a cap on all federal spending. I proposed 2007. I have a bill that I filed in the Senate called the 2007 solution. If we capped federal spending at what we just spent now 5 years ago, we would balance the budget in 2 years, cut $4 trillion out of the national debt by the end of the decade. These are the two most pressing issues facing America, the immediate issue of getting people back to work, but the next issue of the debt, it is the challenge for our generation. If we do not curb spending and the size of government, we are going to crash this economy, I fear, before the end of the decade by being unable to make our interest payment.
If you are the nominee, you'd obviously be going up against a Senator Nelson. According to Real Clear Politics, Senator Nelson, if the election were to be held today, is ahead of all three of the Republican candidates, with Congressman Mack being the closest. They've got you behind by a little over 16 points, but he's under 50%. So how vulnerable do you think he still is, and what do you think the key is to beating him if you are the nominee?
Well, the polls are all over the place. There was a Rasmussen poll a month ago that showed me within 3 points of Senator Nelson. My name recognition in Florida is not nearly as high as Bill Nelson. I was in the Senate for 16 months. He's been in public office for 40 years. Once folks know who I am, once we win the nomination with the support of the people of Florida, my name recognition will climb higher, and we'll be able to give a direct and clear contrast to Bill Nelson. His last approval rating I saw was 39%. That's terribly low for someone who's been in office so long in Florida. He is out of touch with Florida values, and I think we can make a compelling case based upon the issues why I would serve Florida better than he would.
Marco Rubio, just 2 years ago, came from way behind in his own party and then ultimately to win the election. Do you see some parallels in terms of name recognition and other issues from that campaign?
What I see as a parallel is that when we go across the state to meet with Republican groups, with Tea Party groups, with business groups and civic groups, I am getting almost unanimous support of these groups, and I can't find anybody who supports my opponent. My opponent right now, Connie Mack IV, is ahead of me in the polls on sheer name recognition of his father. In fact, we believe that half to two-thirds of the people who are looking at these polls believe I'm running against his father. So as Floridians learn more about the race and become more educated prior to August 14th, we believe those numbers are going to correct themselves, and we're going to have a very good chance of winning this primary. And if we do, we'll have a very good chance of winning this general election.
Senator, go ahead and give folks your website.
It's georgeforflorida.com, and would love to have folks check it out. It's a very important race in a very important state. Whether or not we win the U.S. Senate seat here in Florida may determine whether or not the Republicans take back the U.S. Senate.
Well, it's definitely a major target for Republicans this year in their effort to win back the majority. Sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Greg, it's good to be with you again.
It's great to be with you, sir. George Lemieux, former U.S. Senator from Florida, now running once again for the U.S. Senate for the Republican nomination and the right to take on Democratic Senator Bill Nelson. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.